It is Wednesday, March 8th, and this is your Morning Mud. This episode is brought to you by Mudwater. Mudwater is a coffee alternative, as well as the most aptly named sponsor for this show ever, with 1/7 of the caffeine as a regular cup of coffee. It's made with masala chai, cacao, mushrooms, turmeric, sea salt, cinnamon, and that is it. And I know what you're thinking, Matt. You are somebody who loves caffeine. Why would you be hawking for a company that is advertising less caffeine? And that's because it worked. It's true. I love caffeine. I used to drink 2 energy drinks a day, and now I might have 1 a week. All thanks to Mudwater. If you or someone you love might want to make the switch to Mudwater, all you have to do is head on over to muddiedwatersoffreedom.com/mud to make the switch today. Good morning, everybody. This is Matt Wright, Editor-in-Chief here at Muddied Waters Media. Coming to you on a wonderful Wednesday morning. Got a lot of stuff to talk about today, so let us just jump right in today. I'm doing this with absolutely no notes, so let's see how this goes. On Monday night, Tucker Carlson aired footage that was given to him by the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. And he aired this footage that showed sort of a different side to what everybody has seen from January 6th, the worst day since 9/11, according to some Democrat lawmakers. And this showed a completely different picture than what the media and what Congress has been showing you since January 6th. So over the last 2 years, you've been kind of seeing one side of things, and now you get a chance to see the opposite side of this. You get to see the footage where the QAnon shaman is being led through the hallways by the police, and they're unlocking doors and letting him go into locked areas. They're unlocking doors for him, and they show the prayer that he gives thanking the Capitol Police. Thanking the Capitol Police for being there and being, purveyors of this movement or something along those lines. You see a completely different side as opposed to he was this violent person who's attempting to go out there and cause destruction and overthrow the government. You see him as just some guy who was kind of there and going where the police would let him go. If the police didn't tell him to stop, he didn't go. And then in an interview that he did with Tucker Carlson, he was saying, well, I learned that just because the police aren't stopping you doesn't mean that it's legal. So that's always a very valuable lesson for anybody to learn. And the amazing thing about what we've learned from this video is that even now that there's more footage, that there's another side, people are still trying to spin it as though this is one of the most violent and worst days in American history, which here on this program, we have been saying since the beginning, it is not that. It is not one of the worst and most violent days in all of American history. We said at the beginning, the police let them in. The police opened the gates. The police were like walking through with people. We said that at the beginning. Now there's video evidence of that happening. What the left is really upset about is that with Tucker Carlson putting this out, their narrative is being broken. And I'm not a fan of Tucker Carlson. In no way do I think he is an honest journalist. He is about as honest of a journalist as I am. He is completely biased to the Republican Party. He has many socialistic thoughts that he wouldn't think are socialistic thoughts. Not a fan of him. But at least he admits what he is. So when you have people like Don Lemon going on CNN and saying that it's not fair for McCarthy to give Tucker Carlson this information without giving it to everybody else. Then, without giving it to everybody else so it can be fair and even and balanced and other people can take a look at this footage, why didn't you ask for this footage when the January 6th hearings were going on, when they were televising this across 4 different channels and tried to turn it into the media event of the year? Where were you trying to say, hey, is there more footage that we need to see? Can we see all of the footage? So now somebody has asked to see the footage, they got the footage, and now they're airing it, and you're calling foul and saying this is unfair and he's not a real journalist. I respect Tucker Carlson more than Don Lemon because Tucker Carlson admits that he is not a real journalist. He admits that he has biases. Don Lemon believes he is a real journalist. He goes out there and he says, you know, we're the most trusted name in news here at CNN, and Nikki Haley's past her prime at 51. That does not make somebody a real journalist just because you're on CNN. In fact, many people would argue that that means that you are not a journalist. You are just somebody who is attempting to make a name for themselves as a journalist, even though you are just pushing a narrative that is being given to you by the Democratic Party. Now, you can see where a lot of the anger is coming from, especially from the left. I'm going to show a clip. Here is Chuck Schumer on Tuesday speaking to the Senate about what Tucker Carlson showed.
President, last night, millions of Americans tuned in to one of the most shameful hours we have ever seen on cable television. With contempt for the facts, disregard of the risks, and knowing full well he was lying to his audience, Fox News host Tucker Carlson ran a lengthy segment last night arguing the January 6th Capitol attack was not a violent insurrection. By diving deep into the waters of conspiracy and cherry-picking from thousands of hours of security footage, Mr. Carlson told the bold-faced lie that the Capitol attack, which we all saw with our own eyes, was somehow not an attack at all.
So what he's saying here is that Tucker Carlson is trying to change the narrative and say that January 6th was not a violent attack, but instead what January 6th was just people meandering through police-led guided tours of the Capitol. That is what he's saying Tucker Carlson is trying to say. And he is saying that January 6th was a violent attack. And later he goes on to say, I don't have this video clip in my files here, but he goes on to say, there were people less than 10 yards from me. And one of them, I was told, yelled, "There he is, get him." And my team brisked me away. And we all know about AOC and everything that she said about how she felt during it, even though she was a mile away. They are painting this as though, they have been painting this for 2 years as though this is the worst attack on American soil ever. They've said this is worse than, like, people have said it was on par with 9/11. Some people have said it was worse than 9/11. It is being painted as, they have been painting this narrative. And Tucker Carlson comes in and goes, well, let's take a look at this. They showed Brian Sicknick, the cop that died from a stroke a few days later. They showed him in all of his movements throughout the day. And you may remember, he at one point early on, people said that he died because he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher, and that's what caused him to die. This video shows that he was never hit in the head, and that after his interaction with people outside, he was seen walking around inside. He had a helmet on. He was walking around. He seemed like he was in perfect health. We know now that he died of a stroke, and they're still trying to say that he died as a result of January 6th. They don't want this narrative broken, and they don't want this narrative broken so badly that they are attempting to push. They're trying to say that this is nothing more than conspiracy. He's just cherry picking footage from everything that McCarthy had sent him, and it's not real journalism. The question I have is, if you had all of this footage, why did you cherry pick your footage? Why did you cherry pick what you were showing people to try to paint your picture? As opposed to painting the full picture, you were only showing us these pixels. He's trying to show us these pixels, and I'm certain that there is an entire screen of stuff left to be seen. And neither side is going to want us to see all of it. So why not just release all of it to everybody? Let all of us watch the 40,000 hours of footage from January 6th if we want to, instead of only giving it to one journalist, or to not give it to any journalist and pick what you want the American people to see, like they did in the January 6th hearings. This whole thing is, as Alex Snicker would say, fugazi. It's all smoke and mirrors. Everybody's just trying to show exactly what it is that they want you to show, or what they want you to see. So be mindful of that. The thing that I found absolutely hilarious that Schumer said on Tuesday was he stood in front of all of his colleagues and the American people, and he said this.
To say January 6th was not violent is a lie pure and simple. I don't think I've ever seen a primetime cable news anchor manipulate his viewers the way Mr. Carlson did last night. I don't think I've ever seen an anchor treat the American people and American democracy with such disdain.
He's saying that he can't think of a bigger lie than Tucker Carlson said Monday night. No bigger lie has ever been said on cable news television than what Tucker Carlson said Monday night. It took me less than half a second to remember that this clip happened on cable news television.
It means for, instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person to person, spreading and spreading, sickening some of them, but not all of them. And the ones that it doesn't sicken don't know they have it. And then they give it to even more people because they didn't recognize they were, right? Instead of the virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way, now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus does not infect them, the virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else.
That was the biggest lie ever told on cable news television. Hands down, biggest lie ever told on cable news television goes to Rachel Maddow. Stay tuned through these commercial breaks. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We got a little bit left for y'all. Stay tuned. Look forward to seeing you. Welcome back, everybody. So over the weekend, on Friday, four Americans were kidnapped going across the border into Mexico in order to have some medical procedures done. Pretty certain it was a tummy tuck. I believe I read that, but don't quote me on that. But they were going to Mexico to get a medical procedure done, and they crossed over the border, and they ended up being shot at and kidnapped. So four Americans kidnapped by the drug cartels down in Mexico. It was reported yesterday on Tuesday, that two of the Americans that were kidnapped were found dead. One was wounded and another was unharmed. What they believe that this was is that the group was traveling in a white minivan to Mexico with North Carolina plates, and they think that they were mistaken for somebody else. They think that they're being mistaken for a rival drug gang. And we know that they're the city of, I don't know how I'm going to say this because my Spanish is terrible because Babbel isn't a sponsor of ours. Matamoros is a massive area where the Gulf drug cartel is. And they are controlling of that area. So they believe that they were different members of a different drug cartel. They were coming down to Mexico in order to do something, and they ended up kidnapping these four Americans, killing two of them, wounding one, and the other was unharmed. Now, I've got a lot of opinions on this, which I'll get into in a little bit. But Lindsey Graham, the impeccable Lindsey Graham, he said on Monday he was prepared to introduce legislation to set the stage for U.S. military force in Mexico, saying it was time to get tough on the neighboring country after the Americans were kidnapped and two of them were murdered. He says, I would put Mexico on notice. If you continue to give safe haven to drug dealers, then you are an enemy of the United States. He added that he would introduce legislation to make certain Mexican drug cartels foreign terrorist organizations under U.S. law and set the stage to use military force if necessary. I would tell the Mexican government, if you don't clean up your act, we're going to clean it up for you. Now, to me, The Hill says it's unclear what he means by this, but to me, what this sounds like is he wants to utilize the American military to go into Mexico to fight these drug cartels for Mexico. Or against Mexico. Kind of depends on how you look at that. This is wrong. Okay, first of all, people would not be going to Mexico if you would get the government out of... if you would get the government out of the medical field. They wouldn't be going to Mexico for medical procedures where they can get them cheaper. With all of the red tape that you go through insurance and through Obamacare and through Medicare and Medicaid, they need to recoup their expenses somehow. So they add in all of these extra expenses and costs, and they just kind of lump them all in. That's why when you stay at a hospital, you pay $75 for a box of Kleenex. This is the issue. That is the issue there. If you get the government out of any sort of, get them out of the health industry, the cost of health products here and health services here in the United States would go down. Do you know one of the quickest cost-lowering procedures in the United States is? LASIK. And why? Health insurance doesn't cover it. Government doesn't really make sure that government's not got their hand in it. It is going down amazingly quickly. I just had it done and it cost me like $3,000 to have both eyes done. Don't have to worry about glasses ever again in my lifetime. Get the government out of this industry. And then they won't be going to Mexico and these things won't happen. These things can't happen. Another thing that you could do is instead of trying to perpetuate a drug war and bringing the U.S. military into it, in order to fight the drug cartels in a foreign land, there's an easier solution, Lindsey. All you have to do is decriminalize or legalize all drugs here in the United States. Make them locally. It creates jobs. It lowers costs. Shuts down the drug cartels because they aren't fighting for control anymore because now all the control is here in factories in Colorado. And you can then hire people to work poppy farms out in Afghanistan and people can have jobs over there, ship the poppy out here, and we can be making pharmaceutical-grade heroin in laboratories here, and we aren't dealing with cutthroat, maniacal drug cartels down in Mexico. Also, as a fun little side note, drug cartels are the biggest sponsors of terrorist organizations. The absolute biggest sponsors of terrorist organizations. So when you get rid of the drug cartels, you cut off the money pipeline to terrorist organizations. So you basically end terrorism too. You get rid of the drug cartels, you get rid of terrorism, you aren't expending the military on these, and you don't have to threaten a foreign nation by saying, we're going to go into your country and we are going to start fighting the citizens of your country who are selling drugs into our country, who are having people mule drugs into our country, and who have been killing Americans who have been coming down here because we continue to put our nose into the medical industry, making it so expensive that they're going down to Mexico to get cheaper stuff. Lindsay, get your head out of your ass. Think about this. You're probably not smarter than that, though. That is the episode. Thank you all so much for tuning in. If you enjoy what is happening here at Muddied Waters Media, I ask you to do a couple of simple favors for us. Please, whatever podcasting platform you are listening to us on, give us a 5-star review. Also, leave a review. And the biggest way that you can help is by sharing this episode with your friends. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We will see you again very soon. And remember, where we're going, we don't need roads.